This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, it's been a busy day. We told you all week we'd get you ready for the SEC championship game, and it continues not only through today, but tomorrow as well. Hey, Mike, we really haven't even mentioned it, man. Tomorrow, we're out and about, bro. We're out and about.
I didn't read the memo. Where are we?
Where we're supposed to be. I think we're at Twin Peaks!
Oh, good. I should know these things because I work for the radio station. I really do need to pay more attention to these memos when they come in. All right, baby. So we're at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Giddy up.
Yeah, tomorrow. So come on out, join us, hang out with this man. We'd love to get a chance to see you if you're in town for the SEC championship game. We have welcomed others. There were a bunch of Astro fans last time we were there. Wasn't there?
That's right. And they were actually they weren't bad people. I mean, they're all delusional about the cheating thing. But yeah, otherwise they were nice guys. But yeah, man, come by and see us at Twin Peaks and Buckhead, and we'll have some fun and shenanigans. And you know, it just look. This time of year, I was just saying this to you off the air the other day. It's amazing how like the summer kind of does its thing, and then what. Football season seems to be like over in a minute. You know, it's like, here we are. Boom, it's Christmas already practically. But, man, just getting so excited for this SEC championship. I know I said it to you to start the show. Cannot wait for Saturday. Cannot wait. That vibe is going to be so electric inside Mercedes-Benz.
Well, I think more so than anything, the vibe is Georgia should win. And I don't know if it's been that vibe, right? It's been, even in the three opportunities, not the regular season per se, because 2020 regular season game didn't mean as much as the SEC championship game, in 18 and, mm-hmm. and obviously the national championship game. But I don't think that was the vibe for Georgia. When you went into those games, you felt like, okay, they got a shot, but it was still Alabama's world. I don't feel that way this time around.
But, you know, talking to Georgia fans, and whether it's, online or in person, it seems like there's some Georgia fans that say, yes, all the things that David Pollack and Brad Nassar talked about, Georgia has, you can check. You've got that going for you. And there's some that just cannot bring themselves until it actually happens to say, look, this is the year we're going to beat Alabama. But all the measurables, everything you could look at this team, this is better. They're better than this. This is the year that Kirby has built this machine. But the one thing, and David Pollack brought that up, there are still some dog fans who bring up the JT Daniels thing and still feel some degree of doubt about Stetson Bennett being able to handle some big moments and early in the game, and that's where they think the problem is going to lie.
All right, guys, we are going to continue our conversation about everything SEC championship game. Big shout out to David Pollack for stopping by as well just moments ago, talking about the game and giving us a real rundown on all the other teams. That was interesting to me, Mike, but only because all these teams present different challenges, but these teams are good in their own right. And the Oklahoma State thing was interesting to hear Pollack say. They're good. And I don't think people give them that respect. Hey, man, we got to get to the top three at six. But before we do, I want to let you know this hour of Dukes and Bell brought to you by Buckhead Life Restaurant Group. This holiday season, get the gift that keeps giving with a 20% holiday bonus added on to all gift card purchases. Visit BuckheadRestaurants.com to purchase today. Let's get to the top three.
It's time for the top three at six.
Top three at six.
Now let's see what we have here.
Hey, Hawks win last night. They get the 76ers tomorrow night. Kevin Huerter had a big night. Trey did as well. Here's Huerter talking about growing this team and its growth.
This is, this is game in years past that, we haven't always won and, have a lot of guys out and had a lot of different guys step up. A lot of guys made it shots when we needed to. Our bench was really good tonight. It's a good win for us.
It was, Mike. And you talked about some of at the end of the game, some of the things that surprised you, including Clint Capella, huh?
Yeah, man. There was a sequence where anytime the Hawks would get like a 6 or 7 point lead, the Pacers would come back, hit a couple of big threes. And then there was a sequence where Trey just either got they were defending him like a bench. I thought it was too physical, but they weren't going to give Trey the foul. But all of a sudden, with like the clock ticking down, Clint Capella from just to the side of the key – hits like a hook. I'm literally like, I had to rewind it again this morning. But Capella doing some great things on both ends of the floor. We talked earlier about John Collins had a couple of blocks, big momentum shifts with those blocks as well. And then Trey doing his usual thing, going for 30 without getting to the stripe as often as he should.
Yeah, I know that you know, people are going to say it's too early. It's never too early. Trey Young is second in the league in total points and total assist. I'm going to say that again. Second in the league. When are we going to start talking about the MVP? When are we going to start talking about Trey in the MVP discussion? He's having a really good year. Now, I know we're in November, into December, and maybe you're not thinking about it, but I'm telling you right now, he's killing it. So, second in the league in total points and total assists. I don't know what else, again, he has to do to be starting to get in the mentions, Mike, that he deserves to be in that conversation.
And by the way, some interesting stuff. Mike Conti had this earlier today. I want to bring this up just since you brought up Trey. Trey Young's free throw attempt rate has dropped big time. Last year it was 491. It's dropped. It's almost been cut in half by the refs. The mandate to get away from what they thought were people jumping into contact, although I never thought Trey was as bad as some people put him out to be. But anyway, Trey Young's percentage of points off free throws is down to 19%. From 30.4% last year. What does this all mean? He's still scoring 30 without getting to the stripe. So anybody want to say he was just simply a, as Mike said, just a guy who's like a foul merchant? That's a bunch of crap. But again, it'd be nice if ESPN would give him some love, you know, and that would be nice, but they're still, I almost said something dirty, on Luka right now.
Yeah, they are. And he's been hurt, by the way, and they've been losing. Hey, man, let's hear from Matt Ryan about the Falcons and the Bucks. We talked to Coach Arthur Smith yesterday. He says it's a big game. Matt knows it's a big game, but what's the key, Matt?
I think, you know, we just haven't been in a rhythm that much in the pass game. And I think a lot of it comes down to early just getting some momentum. I thought last week, you know, while the numbers weren't great, we did a pretty good job converting third downs early, which is huge. We got the run game going, which we relied on heavy. But I think it's just about rhythm, you know, trying to put guys in position to make plays and, you know, continuing to make sure my footwork's, you know, in a really good spot to deliver the ball effectively. But I really do think it just comes down to a play here or there to get us into a rhythm.
Got to get off to a fast start. What's that mean, Mike? I mean, somebody said, does that mean scoring and, you know, having a 14 or 21-point lead? No, it means when you have an opportunity to move the football and you're getting first downs and you're keeping their offense off the field, we've got to do that. And, you know, we can't get behind 21 points, Mike, and expect, you know, again, miracles, because that's what happened in the last game. Now, we started to make our way back, but that just puts so much pressure on you when you're already having issues trying to run the football.
Right. Now, I know that, as you said, Tampa Bay is a tough team to run on, but if we could get the kind of stuff that Cordero Patterson was doing, I mean, look, I think Mike Davis, you and I, just, like, if he ever gets to 50 yards in a game, we'll have a, you know, we'll light firecrackers or something. It just ain't happening. But Cordero Patterson is the guy continuing to stir the drink. I guess we're not going to see Ridley. I've given up. I don't know. It's above my pay grade. I don't know what's going on there. We want him to get right. But, man, these are some games down the stretch where this team could actually get in the wild card in the first year, because that's how just topsy-turvy, if you want to say mediocre, whatever you want to call the NFC, but it's there. I would love to see fannies in the seats. Can't tell people how to, as we said earlier, spend their money. I know there's still some people just are sitting here like with their arms crossed. I'll believe it when I see it. But I just think it's fun that we're actually talking about a team, you know, that's grinding away with a roster that's been turned over without any cap space, and we're still in the mix. And that's a great – look, has Arthur Smith been bulletproof? No, he's made mistakes as a first-year head coach, but we're still hanging in there.
Absolutely, man. Hey, last but not least, MLB, the lockout is real. We are here. They had a chance to come to an agreement at midnight last night. It doesn't happen, so all baseball signings and activity cease. Here's Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball.
We already have teams in smaller markets that struggle to compete. Shortening the period of time that they control players makes it even harder for them to compete. It's also bad for fans in those markets. The most negative reaction we have is when a player leaves via free agency. We don't see that making it earlier, available earlier. We don't see that as a positive. Yeah, taking $100 million away from teams that are already struggling to put a competitive product on the field, I don't see how that's helpful.
Yeah, I mean, so how do the Rays do it? Oh, maybe because they have competent ownership and management. They got the worst stadium in Major League Baseball. You know, Camden Yards is still a pretty nice place. When you have, like, horrible absentee landlord owners like Peter Angelos, like Liberty Media, and again, people want to say, well, Liberty, we stepped up. No, Alex Anthopoulos did it despite Liberty Media, okay? Let's keep it real last year in the World Series. Carl, this stuff drives me crazy. We need a salary cap with a salary floor that requires owners to spend. Otherwise, sell the freaking team.
We'll see how soon they come to an agreement. It may be next week, doubtful. Next month, doubtful.
How do you think we're going to miss games?
That's the big question. They've got 4 months. They've got four. They've got time.
94, it was a strike. This is a lockout.
Hey, man, coming up, more conversation about the SEC championship game, and a surprise guest may stop by. Stay right there.
Friday in the 9 o'clock hour. Be here for that with John and Hugh on the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The most important story of the day.
Well, it's this lockout thing, guys, unfortunately. And, you know, as we embark on what we thought would be an exciting offseason, and it still could be, but we've got to wait on it now. And we thought all of the signings that, you know, the Braves are going to be able to get done here would be part of this offseason conversation. Now we're in a wait-and-see mode. And, you know, the winter meetings, which usually happens where a lot of the deals get done and free agency and a lot of, you know, talk about trades, that's going to get canceled. And for those again who are going, okay, what is the deal here?
Right.
This is
what
where,
is the deal here?
Well, this is where the owners basically say, we're going to lock you out. Players strike. Owners in baseball lock people out, lock the players out. And this is now a situation where you will hear the terms, you know, labor peace.
Right.
Where it has been labor peace for 26 years now. That's no longer the case, because we could take this into the season, which means you would have missed games. Now, right now, they don't have to worry about that. The purpose of this, at least from the owner's standpoint, is we are trying to hurry the process. We're trying to get these negotiations jump-started. Problem is, Mike, these issues, I just don't think they get settled in a day, a week. It's going to take some time.
You know, and I just tweeted this out, and look, I want you to know that it's never going to happen. The Players Union has got so much juice, you know, from Marvin Miller over the years to Donald Fear to where they are now. It's just, they're entrenched like a tick, okay? You're never going to get a salary cap. But, you know, if you look at the NBA, right, and the NBA or the NFL, it's basically the same principle. The NFL, I believe it's 89%. NBA, you got to be within 90% of the top of the salary cap, which is, in the NBA's case, it's $101.1 million. That's the minimum you got to spend. And that would be over $60 to $70 million more than what the bottom five teams are spending in Major League Baseball. So, I mean, we're talking about 12 guys versus a 25-man roster, you know? So, it does drive me crazy that, you know, baseball has kind of good news is we don't do this every year, but I thought last year was kind of a precursor of how dysfunctional this offseason is going to be, because they couldn't went round and round about a 60-game season, and Rob Manfred basically was talking out of both sides of his pie hole and was basically caught negotiating in bad faith. So, Carl, we love the sport, and the sport never loves us back, because the guys who run it are just so selfish, and it just, there's no common sense. So that's the one thing that drives me crazy. There's no common ground and common sense. So this one could get ugly. We've been talking about this one for years. It was going to come to a head.
Yeah. Manfred, the commissioner, did write a letter to fans that is out there if you want to go look at it. And it talks about, you know, why we've gotten to this point and hopefully why we can get past it. But he lays out basically a letter to the fans. And here's the deal. We're world champions now, right? The Braves are defending World Series champions.
Maybe for 2 years.
Correct. and you know, until this thing gets resolved, we just got to wait and see. So that is something we've been talking a lot about today. We'd love to hear your thoughts as well. I said there might be a surprise guest to stop by, and he is here. It's Leonard Ellerbe. Leonard Ellerbe is the CEO of Mayweather Productions, guys. And if you are not familiar with what's going down on Sunday, hey, the unbeaten five-time world champion and boxing's hottest attraction, Gervonta Tank Davis, is going to defend his lightweight championship against the hard-hitting Isaac Pitbull Cruz in an explosive showdown Sunday, December 5th. That's this Sunday. And it's going to happen after all the football. So enjoy the football. And then 8 o'clock Eastern time, live on pay-per-view on Showtime. Leonard Ellerbe, it's good to have you back on the show, man. Tell us about this matchup, because I'm excited to see Tank get back in there. He's got 24 knockouts and 25 fights.
Yeah, everyone can't wait to see the most exciting fighter in all of the entire sport this Sunday night, live from Staples Center, Showtime pay-per-view. Tank Davis versus Isaac Cruz. Must-see TV.
It is. It is.
And last time we spoke with Tank, I guess it was back in the summer, getting ready for the Barrios fight that was here at State Farm. So I guess we're expecting a lot of punches being thrown, and basically a lot of, if you're looking for action, you're going to see it in the fight.
No doubt. Isaac Cruz, he's a very explosive fighter. And actually, they call him Mini Mike Tyson. He's a pit bull. and he's going to be looking to press Tank from the opening bell. It's going to be a very explosive fight. Tank has had tremendous preparation. Last time we know down at State Farm, you know, we had a packed, sold-out arena, and Tank gave every fan in there their money's worth, and that's what he – one thing that Devontae Davis does is he delivers. He gives the fans exactly what they want to see, and that's nothing but excitement.
So Tank moved up in the weight class last time, right? I mean, now he's defending his WBA lightweight title, but he also owns a WBA super lightweight title as well. I mean, what's the goal for him? He's only 27. I mean, where are we going with this, Leonard?
Well, the goal is to continue to fight the best opposition that's out there. And all he can do is fight the guys that we put in front of him. And as we say, stay ready so you ain't got to get ready. And what Tank has completely separated himself from any of the other young fighters in the entire sport is because he's becoming an attraction. And whether it's fighting on the East Coast, fighting on the West Coast, whether it's fighting overseas, he's giving the fans exactly what they want to see. And that's nothing but entertainment, and he gives the fans knockouts.
Right.
And that's what the fans love.
And it's kind of like a de facto, like, Money Mayweather versus Pacquiao fight, because he's a Pacquiao fighter, right, the guy you're fighting?
Yes, it is. It's Mayweather Promotions versus Manny Pacquiao Promotions. And we're looking to take Manny Pacquiao Promotions 0-2.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, it's Leonard Ellerbe, guys. He's the CEO of Mayweather Productions here joining us on Dukes and Bell talking about this big fight on Sunday, December 5th. Again, 8 o'clock Eastern, pay-per-view showtime as Tank Davis. And if you haven't seen Tank fight, this is the thing.
Action Jackson, man.
Yeah, Leonard's right. I mean, the thing is, you just never know when he's going to knock somebody out. And that's the part where, even in the last fight, I was like, man, this thing's coming down to the end. And then Leonard, boom, he hits him. And, you know, they're it was done. Like, Mario was done.
Yes, yeah. At 5'5", he packs an explosive punch. But also, he's an exceptional boxer. And the fans haven't been able to witness that yet, as I call it, to be able to go in his bag of tricks, because he's the type of guy, if you don't belong in there in the ring, he's going to run you out of there. And he don't play. He's one of the guys, that's what I'm saying. It's like, when you go to a Tank Davis fight, you're sitting on the edge of your seat. You better not get up and go to the restroom or get up and go get some popcorn or soda, because the fight might be over. And that's very reminiscent of a guy, you know, many years ago by the name of Mike Tyson. They have two similar styles, but with all due respect to Mike, you know, Tank is a gifted boxer as well.
Well, again, guys, it's going to be after all the football is done, all the games you want to see. So it's a Sunday, again, December 5th, 8 p.m., live on pay-per-view from Staples, right out in L.A.?
Yes, Staples Center. Order now. Don't wait. Order now on Showtime pay-per-view.
Leonard Ellerbe, it's always good to have you on. Real quick, the Pitbull kid, Cruz, he's what, 23, 24 years old out of Mexico City, right? He's got a great record as well, 22-1.
Yes, yes. And again, this is the biggest fight of his career. This is a fight, you know, that I say this is his Super Bowl. You know, he has nothing to lose, everything to gain. And we saw just last week what it looks like when a guy comes in as an underdog, like in the Teo Lopez fight, and we see what Kambosos did. No one was picking Kambosos, and boom, there we go. Kambosos wins the fight, and he's the new lightweight champion. So again, Tank is not taking Cruz for granted. He's really trained really, really hard. This is going to be a very, very entertaining fight, and I definitely expect this fight to end in a knockout.
All right, there it is. Leonard Ellerbe, man, good to have you back on. Continued success. We will be watching the fight on Sunday. Take care, my man.
Thank you, and we're looking forward to coming back down to State Farm Arena very, very soon.
Awesome. Well, I know Tank loves fighting here, and he's had great success. It's like, you know, second home for him. Leonard Ellerbe, guys, has been around Floyd forever, and he's the CEO of Mayweather Productions and does a lot of work there and certainly helping put on this fight. And I think it's going to be a good one. So we wanted to let you guys in on that and let you know Sunday, which is, you know, usually these fights are Friday or Saturday night. They said, no, we're going to do Sunday night, let everybody watch football, and then come watch us. So that's what the deal is. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, we got to get to tonight's game winner, man. It's been a busy, packed show today. Tomorrow, by the way, we are at Buckhead, Twin Peaks. Yeah, I wanted to make sure I had to get the location right. Buckhead, Twin Peaks. Come on out and join us. 2 to 7, we'll be out there. And again, plenty more guests tomorrow as we ramp up our coverage of the SEC Championship. Mike, what's tonight's game winner?
Hey, sorry, my damn cat's crawling over. Will you get off of me? Damn it, dog. Dude, while this whole interview's going on, I was like, damn, Dr. Doolittle in my office here. Hey, man, so we got Alabama coming up, and we've talked about it with Ness and Pollock and Aaron Murray. Again, there's always a team that's in the way. You know, for the Bulls and Michael Jordan, it was the Pistons. And then eventually they got them out of the way, didn't want to shake hands, and they moved on.
Yeah.
I guess tonight's is going to be nemesis, your team's nemesis for many, many years, and two big playoff rounds. The Falcons' nemesis was Tom Landry's Dallas Cowboys. Just couldn't get past them.
Yep.
We're better than them and just couldn't get the breaks. Who is the team that was just your nemesis? Could be college, could be pro. Pick the sport. Just couldn't get them out of the way, man. 404-741-0929. Tonight's game winner.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question...
Yeah, man, to say that Bama has been in the head of Georgia fans for a couple of years would be an understatement. So we'll use Nemesis as your topic tonight for the game winner. Maybe it's a team that, in some cases, it's your arch rival, or it's just a team that stands in the way. And by the way, Carl, I was just thinking during the break, maybe it's an individual, like, if you're Georgia, Steve Spurrier. He had his moments certainly against Ray Goff and Jim Donnan, and then later when he was in South Carolina, he actually upset the Dogs a number of times.
Yeah, that's a great point, Mike. I mean, it can be a coach connected to a team that you couldn't get past. But right. Then again, you it's like Saban, right? Saban, do you think more Saban or do you think Alabama?
I think it's Saban has built the machine, and now Kirby is obviously aspiring to build that machine. Yeah, there's a mystique, you know, about Saban. There just is. We talked about it with Ness and Pollock and Bucks. Don't even go there. So, yeah, who's the nemesis? For me, as a Florida State fan, Bobby Bowden would have had 4 national championships, if not for the U. Miami was always the stumbling block, the obstacle.
It's always Oklahoma, man. It's always Oklahoma.
Right.
So, I mean, you're either better than them or they're better than you, and they've been better than us, and I'd say Texas, for a very long time. So that's just where it is. I can't tell you how many Texas fans are hoping that they screw this hire up after Lincoln Riley leaves.
You got a plan for that, and I hope Sark gets it cooking over there. But what a strange – what a
it's crazy
year for Texas this year. You're
crazy.
Right, man. All right, man, that's the game winner. We've laid the groundwork. Now you guys don't suck. Hey, man, you're on the radio. What do you got for us? Hey, man.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man.
This is where you contribute to the program, sir, or we hang up on you. Chris, hang up on this guy. I'm in no mood for this, Carl. I just we set the tone perfectly.
I know. I don't get it.
And then it just
it.
Comes out, and the guy lays the first call. We just lay a big turn right there on the 50.
Hello. Yes, you're on the air. Speak.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I'm back, but I'm going to keep it in state. I grew up playing football.
for Shiloh, and we had David Green at quarterback, Davey Pollock at tailback. We were undefeated. But when we got to middle school, we couldn't get past the Norcross Blue Devils.
Wow.
Norcross. Yeah, man. I know college. By the way, the high school football playoffs continue. Getting close. I think this is the one that this is the week that sends everybody to the finals. If I'm right, I think it's this weekend. The next week we get to the championship. All the different rounds get played.
You are correct. This is the semifinal week in Georgia State high school football, and it's great. Milton, Walton, Grayson, Collins Hill.
Yeah,
Collins Hill has a great quarterback that you'll be hearing about. I still think they're going to win state, but Grayson, you never know. Yeah, it's the Final Four this weekend, man. That's the Big 7A category. But, yeah, Milton and Walton and Grayson and Collins Hill, we know there's a bunch of other classifications, you know, from 3A all the way up. But I can't wait.
Yeah, Grayson, you know, I'm a big East Coweta guy, Coach Small, but they handled the Indians this year, and Grayson is the real deal. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Your nemesis, a team which always got in your way.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I am a graduate of the University of Southern California, and it is a toss-up, UCLA or Notre Dame, every year.
Yeah, when those, and again, hopefully with Lincoln Riley, those Irish Trojan games, Carl, will start to mean something again.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, it's great when both teams are good. It's not as good when somebody's just running through them every year, every other year, and you're just like, we know what's going to happen.
Hey,
that's
man,
why that Michigan win was so big this year, Mike.
And again,
that was huge.
That's 7-year losing streak for the Wolverines in that one. Hey, man, you're on the radio. Brah, what you got for us?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Mine is an individual. The guy that I'm talking about is Usain Bolt. When I got in as a track league, in USA, it took us a minute to get past Jamaica. So my nemesis is Usain Bolt.
There you go. You know, I just thought Usain Bolt, nothing against the U.S. team, but I mean, Usain Bolt just had so much swagger, Carl. It was just so cool.
He did. No, he did. And could back it up.
Yes.
That's the other part of it.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Nemesis, a dude, a team that got in your team's way all the time.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man.
Can you hear?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
My nemesis is
yes,
the Pittsburgh Steelers and the 49ers.
So who's your team? Yes, I'm trying to think. Would that be the Cowboys? Because the 49ers and the Steelers got the better of the Cowboys in different times of different decades.
Yeah, I mean, for a short period, right, it was the 49ers. You had to go through the 49ers. Cowboys had to go through the 49ers.
When the AFC was down, it was the NFC. Remember, it was the Redskins, Giants, the Cowboys. But for a couple of years in the early 90s, it really came down to the 49ers and the Cowboys in that NFC Championship game. And who was going to win the Super Bowl?
Guys, you got it wrong. His nemesis was a working phone line. Let's
This is true. This is true. Hey, by the way, real quick, while we're talking about high school sports, immediately I start getting texts. What about Buford? Big shout out to my people in Buford. Buford is also in the semifinals, Mike. They beat Lee County last week. I think they shut them out. But Buford and Carrollton and Tukula and Langston Hughes, all those schools in, I think it's 5A, 6A? Yeah, 6A. So congratulations and good luck in the semis, all right?
Well, I'll give you a smaller school in the 4A. Let's look out for Savannah, baby. They're coming. Benedictine, baby. I got 10 minutes of an earful during a commercial break. My cousin Marty Hogan. It's like, I'm going to know because he's a New Yorker, Carl. Again, he's part of the Irish Riviera. Because you got to see Benedictine. They're going to get it done. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us? Your nemesis. What you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
All right, so it's taken away from it a little bit since Drew Brees has retired, and we've kind of sucked here lately. But the New Orleans Saints, man, they get me fired up every time we played them. But the past year or two hasn't really done it for me, but the Saints.
Right. Well, I mean, Sean Payton has owned Falcons coaches for the most part, with a few exceptions. And by the way, they are going to be a banged-up squad tonight. I'm looking at some of the video from the tailgates down in New Orleans. Trustee just texted me. But the Cowboys are getting healthier, and the Saints aren't. The only guy not healthy for the Cowboys is Mike McCarthy, who's in the COVID protocol. DQ will be on the sideline. No Alvin Kamara for the Taysom Hill-led Saints tonight down in NOLA.
Yeah, listen, if they find a way to win this game, I mean, Sean Payton, Coach of the Year. That scares you offensively, Mike, that you feel like we've got to stop tonight.
Right. I'm sorry to cut you off. It's a combined 6-game losing streak, 4-game losing streak for the Saints, 2-game losing streak for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So
Chris just mentioned their best offensive lineman is out as well, talking about the Saints.
Mm.
So was it Ramczyk?
Yeah, Ryan Ramczyk. He's a pro.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I mean, I can never be a Cowboy fan, but it will be fun to watch the Saints suffer, make them suffer. Make them suffer as she suffers.
Make them pay.
You're on the radio, amigo. A team that was your team's nemesis.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
My new nemesis now is the USC Trojans, but it's always been the Texas Longhorns.
By the way, if you didn't get a chance, Carl, I meant to send this, and I'll put it in Guy Talk if we get a chance to do it tomorrow, but the Sooners fans' latest thing that they're getting into is that Lincoln Riley's wife was apparently an aspiring model when she was a younger person.
And
part of the reason, not all the money, not all the perks, was that, no, they want to jumpstart their daughter's modeling careers, and that's why Lincoln Riley went to USC.
Y'all, that's so cold. That's so cold, no, man.
I love when provincial fan bases just get in their bag and they get off in the weeds, right, just grasping
they
for
really
straws.
Do. Yes, they do. That's what happens.
Oh, man. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Your team's nemesis. Team is always in your team's way.
That's so cold. They went to L.A.
Hey, man. Sorry, bro. What you got?
That's you, man. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, man. I got two. One was I used to love the Sacramento Kings, like that Peja, Bibby, and Weber days. And the Lakers, man, were just always that, like, they ran into them. And then the other one's J.R. Swisher Smith with our Hawks, man.
J.R. Smith.
Those Kings teams should have won a championship.
Yeah, Vladdy and all that. Couldn't get past the Lakers, man.
Couldn't get past them, man. Nope.
Shaktos. Hey, man, we got time for one more, Chris. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. A team that was always blocking your team's progress.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
It never fails. Every damn year, our nemesis as a Cleveland Browns fan is our own damn self.
That's true. It's true.
We have met the enemy, and he is us. That's great, man.
We can't get past our own. We can't get out of our own way.
Good job. Hey, Way to end it.
That is great. Tomorrow, guys, again, Twin Peaks Buckhead will be out there. Come hang out with us. We'd love to get a chance to see you. 2 to 7, Mike and I will be out there. Big shout out again to all of our guests. If you missed any of our guests, they're always online, odyssey.com. Go check them out. Ross Tucker stopped by to talk NFL. Dante Fowler, Falcons Dante Fowler, was on the show today in the 2 o'clock, late in the 2 o'clock hour. Great stuff from him talking about his health, where he's at, the legendary events. Dooley stopped by. We had on Brad Nessler, voice of the SEC, along with, by the way, David Pollock today. So more guests tomorrow, guys, as we ramp up and continue to talk about the SEC championship. Let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bella wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
All right, Mike, do you like White Russians, by the way? Do you drink White Russians?
Yes, I mean, in the winter, more in the winter than the summer.
Yeah, I just, for some reason, I came across a recipe, and I was like, I haven't had a White Russian in forever. Tonight may be the night.
You know what I did? I was at the liquor store today, and I just, you know, on a whim, you know, it's low-end. It would be well-drank. I got Havana Club. I got a Havana Club and ginger going right now.
There it is.
Changing it up, something different.
I was going to say, man, hey, Chris, great job. As always, our engineer, Turtle Behind the Glass. Enjoy your day off tomorrow. Bo Morgan, executive producing. Hey, we're back tomorrow, and it gets bigger and better, guys, as we count down to the SEC championship game. More great guests, more great info as well, and we get you ready for the Falcons-Bucks. It is a big game on Sunday. We've been saying it all week. I know some of you are just letting it go in one ear and out the other. It's a big game. I just hope we respond and show up and see what happens. Hey, Mike Bell, let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, we mentioned this earlier. The judge was the character in the movie The Natural. That was the greedy, evil owner trying to squeeze everything out of the Knights. Man, I just go crazy when we get into labor talks and folks who want to lobby and say, well, you know, the owners, they put up. No. Major League Baseball owners are on easy street, guys. The franchises just appreciate every year, despite what Liberty Media's bookkeepers would say. You look at the NFL and the NBA, two of the most successful leagues. Leagues where it seems like Oklahoma City can go to the finals. The Indianapolis Colts or New Orleans Saints can win a championship. The Tampa Bay Rays, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and now the Orioles apparently can't win. No. Those teams could win if they had owners that were willing to prime the pump and you had a salary cap, but more importantly, Carl, a salary floor or a minimum that would require these guys to spend some money. Never going to happen, but boy, wouldn't it be great.
Hey, I know it's early, but Atlanta, MVP. Trae Young, second in total scoring, second in assist in the league. He's putting up numbers again, and quiet is kept. We're winning. I don't know where this goes, but last year was the coming out party. This year, it's about respect. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friend.
If you don't,
you just got relegated.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.